This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katarina Sestarik. Missouri's execution of a white supremacist who claimed responsibility for killings across the country could increase the state's use of the death penalty. The state previously was among the country's most active death penalty practitioners, but Missouri executions have slowed amid legal wrangling over the execution protocol. Wednesday's execution of Joseph Franklin was the first in nearly 3 years and the third since 2009. Missouri has executed 69 people since the death penalty was reinstated, which is fifth most among all states, according to figures from the Death Penalty Information Center. The state's next scheduled execution is that of Alan Nicholson on December 11th. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources is looking for public input on its list of impaired bodies of water. KBIA's Kyle Jacoby reports.
12 Boone County waterways are on the current list because they don't meet the water quality standards of the Federal Clean Water Act. Some of the bodies of water on the list are listed with high levels of E. coli, but in most cases, the cause of pollution is listed as unknown. Gina Terlizzi is a spokesperson for the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. She says the list gives residents, along with state and federal agencies, a way to keep track of waters that need to be cleaned up.
The purpose of the list is really to identify the water bodies that are impaired, and then we kind of take the steps to see what happens next. How do we get this water body from the impaired list to remove it off that list?
The Department of Natural Resources is hosting public meetings on the current list, which is a draft and is still being finalized. Two meetings are scheduled on December 11th and January 22nd in Jefferson City. Kyle Jacoby, KBIA News.
A Missouri Department of Transportation project is tackling one of Columbia's most notorious jaywalking spots. KBIA's Jonathan Fenton has more.
MoDOT is looking for solutions to address daily pedestrian crossings of the four-lane College Avenue between Rollins and Broadway. Students, professors, and other faculty members cross the street daily to get to campus. Members of the College Avenue Safety Enhancement Project design team say during peak pedestrian crossing hours, as many as 460 people cross the road in a single hour. East Campus resident Ann Case Halferty says driving and walking across College Avenue is a dangerous practice that needs to be addressed.
And I'm one of those individuals who I've been almost struck by cars. I've seen people who have had close calls. I've seen car accidents. I see them every week. And so I acknowledge the city's concern that it is an issue, and I'm glad that they're wanting to move forward and do something to protect not just the students, but the residents and cars and anybody who's driving through.
A 2009 traffic study by the university and MoDOT concluded the best way to limit some of the pedestrian crossings would be to build a barrier limiting access to pedestrians except for two 25-foot gaps. East Campus residents say a problem with the barrier is the elimination of left-handed turns on College Avenue onto and from side streets. Bass, Anthony, Ross, Wilson, and Bouchelle. Steve Sapp is a spokesperson for the city's Public Works Department, says the original proposed barrier is not the final solution to the problem, and discussions will continue.
We should have a second meeting to move forward some alternatives and design plans sometime in March or April of 2014.
Sapp says there's no timeline for the project, and it's in the early discussion stages. Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News.
A new railroad bridge east of Jefferson City is opening next week with hopes of clearing the final major bottleneck for train traffic between St. Louis and the Missouri Capitol. The new bridge crossing the Osage River in Osage City is intended to improve both freight and passenger rail service in Missouri. Ridership on Amtrak's Missouri River Runner passenger trains between Kansas City and St. Louis has increased in 6 consecutive years. The city of Columbia has found a new way to replace damaged murals painted downtown. KBIA's Kyle Winker has more.
In 2012, 9 artists in the Columbia area painted murals on sidewalks behind storm drains downtown. The project was a collaboration with the Roots and Blues Festival, and the murals were painted with images promoting a cleaner environment. But 3 of the murals were damaged. City of Columbia stormwater educator Mike Hymos says drivers and the weather were the likely causes.
We had a pretty harsh winter here. Most of the 9 murals are in great shape, and they look wonderful. The ones that got damaged were in high traffic areas, vehicle areas. I believe one was hit by a snowplow.
At a city meeting, Haimo says he noticed the city was using decals, basically giant stickers for bike lanes. This made him wonder if the decals also could be used for artwork.
I did some research, looked at other technologies that were out there, contacted the manufacturer of this product. They use it in the advertising world on the sides of buildings, walls, sidewalks, especially promotional things, and we decided to use it for the artwork.
Franklin Imaging in Ohio makes the product. The outdoor stickers are called concrete graphics. The concrete graphics conform to the indentations of the concrete and look just like paint. Haimo says they are aluminum, which makes the decals 100% recyclable if removed, unlike paint. Also, Haimo says they are much more cost-effective than paint.
The paint was originally donated by Sherwin-Williams. We calculated per mural around downtown, it was about $1,500 in paint. This new technology that we're using, just to have it reproduced from an Adobe Photoshop print, runs about $200 per sticker.
Artist Mara Mudd painted a mural right outside of Flat Branch Park on Locust Street. Mudd says the city asked her whether she wanted to repaint it or try the new concrete graphics. She decided to use the new concrete graphics and says they allowed her to do more with her work.
I was able to do some things in Photoshop, which is my area of expertise, that I wasn't able to do with the paint and brushes. So I was actually pretty glad that we were able to put it down like this.
Haimo says he plans to get more artists involved with the new concrete graphics. He says he hopes to use them for education and outreach about keeping the community clean. He says the graphics will make it easier to expand the placement of the graphics to areas like parks and schools. Kyle Winker, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.